Damian Lockhart with the Ear in the Green Zone as they unveil Team Canada's goal song for the World Juniors. It was Courage, Tragically Hip.
They took some heat for it. I'm like, what? Good Canadian band, come on.
So, can you pick a better goal song? Dwayne in Shelbrook says...
Oh, Little Priest. Nothing wrong with a Little Priest, Dwayne.
Another thing coming, Judas Priest. There you go. A number one hip fan, Drew Remenda, is coming up now.
Now, here's the long and the short of it. I hate hockey and I don't like kids.
It's time to drop the clubs.
We're losing!
More guys, more teams.
They're burying us alive!
But hey, as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Drew Remenda is here on the Green Zone as wowed again from Macklin Celebrini the other night with a four-point performance and a beautiful spinorama goal and another epic call from your colleague, Randy Hahn. Are you having any fun at all watching this young man play every night?
No, it's just business. You know that. It's just another game.
You're a liar.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first off, my job is never not fun. I talk about hockey for a living. I mean, it's my biggest test of the day Jamie? What's the biggest test I have on game day?
The Lions?
Tie.
Oh, yeah, the tie.
Picking a tie.
No, the tie. No, that's not a test. That's a joy. No, it's getting the Lions, right? That's the big thing that we do in this broadcast. Get the Lions. The job I have is a great job.
Can I say how much I appreciate that? Because I have a great job. No, that you're aware of that gratitude piece that you have for what you get to do for a living.
It took me, Lockhart, it took me getting fired a couple of times and leaving the to realize how much gratitude I needed to have in this job.
Sometimes you don't appreciate what you have till it's gone, exactly. Right, Drew?
Exactly. If you want to be great, I've said to people a lot that you know, it takes a little bit of humility, and sometimes humility is you only get it when you get slapped in the face. So I got slapped in the face more than once. But
I've been in that lineup a couple of times too,
yeah,
my friend.
Exactly. Right. I think we all have. But that helps you grow. You know, lessons learned in pain are lessons best remembered. But watching Macklin Celebrini, and I've been able to watch some great players over the years. Geez, I was in Edmonton when Connor and Leon came along. I was here in San Jose when Joe Thornton got the trade, and Patty Marleau, and Owen Nolan, Jeff Fries, and so many terrific players. But honestly, guys, Macklin's something special.
Yeah.
He is something special. And that's the only way I can kind of describe him. Even at 19 years old, his second year, he doesn't turn 20 until June. He's right now one of the best players in the National Hockey League. I don't think I'm being biased when I'm saying it. I'm being honest from what I've seen. He's absolutely amazing.
You know what I noticed the other night is when I was realizing that we got rid of another player we shouldn't have got rid of on the Oilers, he likes Klingberg. He finds him, and Klingberg is just, Celebrini has revitalized this guy's career.
Well, you remember how good John was when he was in Dallas when he first came in the league. But now he's 33 years old. He has two new hips. And at the start of the year, a lot of people were wondering what Mike Greer was thinking getting John Klingberg coming in, because he didn't play great, had a couple of healthy sits. And he said, you know, his first time in my career. But John has great offensive instincts. We saw it in his early days in Dallas. He and Macklin, you know, he knows when to go, and Macklin knows when he's going. And yeah, John's, you know, and JD's going to get mad at me because I say this about every freaking guy in the NHL. And
he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. Really good guy.
Good guy. He's a good guy. Great.
No, I guess he's not Canadian kid, but anyways. Drew, they just named Bowen's Booth in Toronto. When's Remenda's Roost coming in San Jose?
Unfortunately, I work with one guy who's already a Hall of Famer in Dan Rusinowski, and another guy, Randy Hahn, who's going to be a Hall of Famer very, very soon, I think. I think Remenda's Roost might be...
A chicken joint.
Yes, exactly. Chicken and rice. It's going to be just...
That's the only thing on the menu.
I'm going to start
orange chicken, chicken wings, And rice.
Orange chicken.
Drew's ruse. I'd hit that spot.
But they honored Joe Bowen the other night. His son had the call, of course, that game. One of the few games Joe hasn't worked was he was drinking whiskey, I think, with his other kids. Well, his son called that game. But didn't Joe Bowen yell at you once?
Yes.
Drew?
So, yeah.
I need this story in my life.
1993-94 playoffs. Toronto's in the Western Conference, as is Detroit. San Jose Sharks make the playoffs for the first time, our third year in existence. And we are at Maple Leaf Gardens. We're up 3-2 in the series. It's a 2-3-2 series. Again, we're up 3-2 in the series. And we're playing Game 6 in Toronto. We go into overtime. And I don't know if you guys know this about me, but back in the day when I was assistant coach, I might have been a tad emotional up in the press box.
There's been a couple stories.
This was when you were coaching, not as a broadcaster?
Yeah, this is when I was coaching. And we happened to have our coaching seating assignment was right next to Joe Bowen and the radio broadcast for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And in that game, in overtime, Johan Garpenlof gets a drop pass from Igor Larionov and steps into one and drills it. Top corner, it's going in. And we've won. We're going to play Vancouver in 93-94. We're on to the finals. We're on to the conference finals. And Bing's off the crossbar, like dead off the crossbar. And I might have been a little bit loud when I went, "Mother!"
You dropped Corey Mace's catchphrase.
Exactly. Right beside Joe Bowen.
Over the booth, over the air.
Yeah, like there was no separation. There's no he didn't have a booth. He's literally right beside me. And he turns and looks at me, and Joe's so great. He gets red-faced as can be. And in no uncertain terms would want me kicked out of the press box.
That's fantastic.
We were in Toronto the other day, and Joe comes out with it. We gave him a bottle of wine. It was engraved, but the bottle was engraved. Danny Rusinowski took care of it. And Joe said to me, he goes, "Hey, you still doing that wacky show with Nye and Saskatchewan?" I said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. He goes, "Ah, they finally kicked you off, eh?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, good."
Joe Bowen. Great man and one of the best owners in Green Bay Packers history.
Yes, exactly. I tell you that every day.
Coming up, Drew Remenda will try to break down the issues in Winnipeg next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Dave thinks this would be a good goal song for Team Canada's World Junior team rather than Courage by the Tragically Hip.
It's got a little bit of pop behind it, so I get where he's going there. Disco Kiss.
Drew Remenda, music analyst, NHL analyst. Thoughts on that one, Drew? Good goal song or no?
No. I think the best goal song is the one that you have to hear over and over and over again, where you eventually get really annoyed with it if you're cheering for that particular team. So,
or Kiss would work. Or if you're a Vancouver Canuck fan and the Chicago Blackhawks had Chelsea.
Oh, okay. Sharks were in that one too. Don't forget, we lost to them too in the playoffs. You can't go wrong with "Wham, I'm Your Man." I mean, my opinion. But anyway, go ahead.
No laughing matter, Drew, for the Winnipeg Jets. No laughing matter for the Winnipeg Jets. What's up in Winnipeg after a President's Trophy last season?
Depth scoring is number one. You know, their top lines carry the offense. And you know, you look at a team like the Sharks playing tonight, you look at the Dallas Stars, who have got depth. You look at Colorado Avalanche, they've got depth. Top teams have depth scoring. Their 5-on-5 scoring, it's like 19th or 20th. So it's not bad, but it's not as good as you think it should be with them. And I don't think they play a fast game. I don't think they're a quick team. When I watch them play, they're
slow.
Lumbering. Yeah. And the game is all about checking quick and turning the puck over and going on transition. And I don't see the Jets having that. Like Connor Hellebuck disguises a lot of your problems.
Yeah.
Is how good he is. But I just don't see them having that zip that you want to see and you need in the National Hockey League these days.
They don't seem to be on the same page either. We want to transition to the Sabres' new GM, Jarmo Kekalainen. Did I get it? Woo!
Yep, very nicely done.
He's been practicing all day.
Kekalainen. Kevin Adams out the door. Is this just a Band-Aid solution for a franchise that has bigger issues?
Well, that's a great question. Jarmo Kekalainen, when you look at what he did in Columbus, he helped build that team into a pretty respectable situation, pretty respectable team. The best success they had was early in his GM tenure, but this is a team that still didn't reach what they wanted to do as being a consistent top team in their conference and a consistent top team where they were able to get to the playoffs. But he does have a good hockey brain. He is a smart man. I'm not saying Kevin Adams wasn't, but going into that situation, it's a very, very difficult situation. I don't know of any team that can change on the fly. They've got some great, great talent. Tage Thompson's a beast.
Yeah.
I don't know why they got rid of some of the guys they got rid of last year. It didn't make any sense. Like J.J. Paterka to me is like, what are you guys doing? He'd be part of the solution. But anyway, you know, every GM has...
Stone's kid is like... That guy's going to be a player.
Well. He's played great. He's been absolutely great. But when you look at the situation, they've been so dysfunctional in as far as player acquisition, being able to keep the player, but also on what are you guys doing? Are you building a team, or are you just adding pieces here and there just to hope you're going to be able to get by and by some luck or whatever it happens to be, are you able to get into the playoffs? Now, 13 years in running, is there had to be some discussion somewhere down the line with with the Pakulas and say, hey, we got to tear this down. We got to sell off a lot of our guys, and we got to rebuild. You got to draft and develop. All the good teams, or the teams that are at least rising in the ranks, that's what they've been able to do. Very few teams can rebuild on the fly.
Drew Amend, our NHL analyst here on the Green Zone. Josh weighing in on the Remenda's Roost Chicken House restaurant that we discussed earlier.
We might be onto something here, Drew.
Josh says you got to have peanuts while you wait to be seated at Remenda's.
I'm allergic to peanuts. You want me to die while I'm serving you?
Well, that might be where he's going, Drew.
I believe, Drew, Josh must be a longtime listener because...
I can feel myself choking up. Already.
Isn't Peanut a nickname that Owen Nolan gave you?
Only Owen Nolan gave me that. But he didn't give it to me. He didn't give it to me. It was Andy Sutton and Brant Myers because they would play BS poker right behind me on the plane. I'd watch them play BS poker and I would make comments. And finally one day... Andy Sutton looked, and Brant Myers said, okay, enough comments from the peanut gallery. Owen overheard it and went, that's it. There's your name. That's it. From now on, it's Peanut.
Peanut.
Owen actually was just on this last road trip with us, and he walked up to me and went, hey, Peanut. And I was like, 63 years old. I'm Peanut still.
Well, Drew, I can't wait for tomorrow. We get an extra dose of Drew Remenda tomorrow because he's we only got, one hit next week, so... Yeah. Extra Drew on the Green Zone this week. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Hey, boys. Talk to you then. No feelings,
no change. Darcy and Regina for Team Canada's goal song. Danko Jones, Soul
Good
on
call,
Ice.
Good call, Darcy.
See, I like these types of lesser-known songs rather than Courage by Tragically Hip, which is the one they're going with.
Yeah.
Like,
I get where you're go, but you also want something that people recognize, so you're kind of caught.
I don't think you necessarily do.
No, okay. By the way, if you don't know who Danko Jones is, please, Apple Music, Spotify, go follow. He's awesome. Love that guy.
So we're getting your suggestions.
Canadian band too, by the way.
Yes, and that's what we're going with. Team Canada last night, first goal. It's always, what's their goal song going to be this year? And it was Courage, Tragically Hip. Did they, maybe you say, no, they got it right. That's a good one. Keep it. Courage, tragically hip. You know they're going to keep it. It's not like they're going to change based on Green Zone listeners' opinions. But do you have a different suggestion? Does it have to be a Canadian act like Danko Jones or the Tragically Hip or Rush?
I like the idea that...
Guess Who?
I like the idea that they're doing a Canadian band in the United States for the tournament because it's in St. Paul this year in Minneapolis. So that's appealing to me.
I think it has to be a Canadian song.
I like it. We're getting other suggestions. Like we had a Judas Priest. You've got another thing coming. That's good.
Kiss was...
Madness, Our House, which I kind of like that idea as well.
Keep sending your suggestions. 1-877-332-8255.
Tonight, we have a leader in the clubhouse, though, with Darcy's Danko Jones?
I think so. So far, that's my favorite
one. All right. Okay. All right.
Tonight, Thursday night football in the National Football League. It is the Rams at 11-3 against the Seahawks at 11-3 on the NFC as we take a gander at the NFL playoff picture. Only 3 weeks left in the season. You have week 16 starts tonight. Remember, week 17 will begin on Christmas Day. Three games on Christmas Day in the National Football League. Yes. And then, of course, all those games on Sunday in week 18 to wrap up the season. But heading into this week's games, there are so many great matchups. This might be the best one. Rams-Seahawks tonight. The Rams have already clinched a playoff spot. The Seahawks, they're pretty well also clinched a playoff spot. All heck would have to break loose for them to not have a playoff spot clinched. But the Seahawks going tonight tied with the Rams. They have home field. With a win tonight, the Seahawks jump to first in the conference, which is a bye week in week one, and you avoid the wild card weekend.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the six out of the seven that make each conference, six play in the wild card, the best team gets a bye. That's what's up for grabs tonight, is to get pole position going into the final two
weeks of the
season. Get that
extra rest of week. That extra week of rest. So are you suggesting tonight's a bigger matchup, a bigger game than Saturday's Bears-Packers?
Well, that one has a little bit more on the line when it comes to actually making the playoffs. Because when you look at those two teams, the Packers are in a very good spot right now because of their tie.
Yeah,
that will help. Like if they lose, they go from 90% chance of making the playoffs to 79% chance. Bears go from 76 to 60% in a loss. And of course, the Lions are chasing down those teams to try to make the playoffs. But yeah, I think this one is bigger tonight. I think this is the biggest game of the week.
Huh.
The Rams and the Seahawks. We are both going with the Seahawks. Why are you taking the Seahawks over the
defense
Rams?
At home? And I took a look at, I broke down the quarterback comparisons.
Yeah.
And I think Stafford.
I think Stafford's a better quarterback.
I think Stafford's a better,
Sam Darnold.
Better quarterback. I think Sam has something to prove this year, though. Right? Getting moved. New home. I think he's going to come to the table tomorrow. He's throwing more interceptions. Stafford has more yards. He has a higher rating. They both played the same amount of games. Yeah, Stafford's had way more production, but the Rams have the second best scoring offense in the league, and the Seahawks have the second best scoring defense in the league.
Well, this is.
So I think the defense and offense kind of offset each other. I just at home,
I think, and for the Seahawks, I'm actually playing him in my semifinal. Rashid Shaheed has added another element of speed to that offense that they didn't have before that, you know, move over from the New Orleans Saints, and he's starting to get more and more reps with the Seahawks. So I'm taking the Seahawks to win tonight over the Rams, and there's some distraction going on, Locker.
With the Rams, yeah.
With the Rams. So Sean McVay, congratulations, this week announced the birth of their second child. So the head coach and offensive guru might be a bit distracted. Let's get to the number one receiver for the Rams and his week. Puka Nacua, star receiver of the Rams, His brother was charged with theft of an NBA rookie's SUV in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Puka Nacua also appeared on a podcast this week in which he has now today apologized for making an anti-Semitic gesture. The host of the podcast was saying, you should do this after a touchdown. And they did a, and he it's something this podcaster does. It's quite controversial. And
they knew what it was.
Puka Nacua claims that he did not know what the gesture was that he was being asked to do. And in his next, if he scored a touchdown tonight, it was like, you should do this. And so he sent out an apology. The National Football League has issued a statement regards to Puka Nacua's. Then Puka, on the same podcast, was asked about NFL officiating.
These guys want to be, these guys are lawyers and like, they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that, Matt?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too, bro.
He accuses of NFL refs of making calls just to get on television.
That's weird.
This has been a bad week for Puka Nacua going into tonight's Thursday night game. Like, I'm waiting for when are the fine announcements coming for not only the anti-Semitic gesture, but all, he called out some, you know, other players in the league and the NFL refs. Like, that is a accusation that you can be critical of NFL officials. But to actually say out loud on a public podcast that this podcaster has millions of subscribers, billions of views, to say that they're making calls just to get on television, oh boy, is he in a lot of heat.
And they need him, National Football League. Right? With Devontae Adams potentially being... like out, like an injury there.
Yeah, he's got an injury too.
Like he's dealing with a hamstring. He might not play. Like they're going to be leaning on him a little bit more, right?
So
that's another reason why I went with Seattle. Not that at this point of the year, they don't have a couple of players that are, you know, hurting as well. But I just thought that the question marks injury report for the Los Angeles Rams was a little bit.
But this playoff race is fascinating. As you mentioned, the Bears-Packers coming up this weekend. You also have the Patriots and the Ravens. Right now, the playoffs
That's
started today.
Game.
Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes are not in the playoffs. Can you? We are in a world where Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes are not in the playoffs. Mahomes, his fate's already sealed. Torn ACL. The Chiefs are eliminated. They cannot make the playoffs. The Ravens with a win, their chances go from 40% to 49%, with a loss drop to 27% in the race for the postseason. They are
they got something
to
prove too. So that's an interesting pick as well. That game,
the Steelers and the Lions. The Steelers trying to hold off the Ravens. Meanwhile, the Lions need wins to get into the playoffs. That is a game this weekend in the National Football League.
Broncos at home to the Jaguars. That's a big one, too.
That could be an AFC championship preview. No word of a lie. The Jags defense has come alive. Trevor Lawrence actually looks like a quarterback worthy of the first overall selection. Bo Nix looks like the next coming of John Elway with the Denver Broncos. And they lead the conference. This could be an AFC championship preview this weekend.
And listen, I know it's not as important because it doesn't look like the Colts are not officially out. But there's a very slim chance they're getting in.
Their current chances are 12% to get in. Yeah, they take on the San Francisco 49ers.
I'm sorry. That's must-watch TV for me, watching Philip Old Man Rivers.
And there's another big game this weekend on the NFC side. It's the Panthers and the Bucks. They actually play each other twice in the final 3 weeks. They are tied atop the NFC South. They play their first this weekend. They're both at 7-7. So,
has there ever been a season in the NFL where it's come down, like, where things are so close and there's so many pivotal match, the number of them, The number of pivotal matchups in a week 16.
Yeah, that's what, like, it's the amount of games with teams with so much going head-to-head against each other. There's been races, but sometimes it's like you're scoreboard watching. This team needs to beat this team, and they're but going head-to-head and a win-loss here could impact anything for these teams that are going up against each other. This is a fascinating week.
The people that are running the NFL cannot be upset about what's going on.
Oh, the
right now.
Script writers are on fire this season. 1-877-332-8255. How do you think this plays out this weekend in the National Football League? This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Damian Locker with you in the Green Zone, getting ready for what appears to be a great weekend of the National Football League. Starts tonight, Week 16 kicks off with the Rams. They are on the road in Seattle against the Seahawks. Chad from Esterhazy. Chad, what do you think? You got Rams, Seahawks tonight. What are the playoff implications, you think, on this one tonight?
The winner of this game will be the NFC representative in the Super Bowl. Put that on the board.
Put it on the board?
And you know my futures from the beginning. I picked the Rams the day of the NFL draft this year to win the Super Bowl. So
you were on the Rams early. Are the Seahawks early a surprise for you, though, with Sam Darnold or not?
No, I knew the defense would be good. I think I had them at 10 win. I think I had them as a wild card team. And if they lose this game, they will be a wild card team. But Sam, the last month, Sam Darnold looked like Sam Darnold. He's turned the ball over a lot. I like the Rams tonight. But you touched on the one, too. There's a good value out there to grab that you won't get this weekend, after this weekend. After Jacksonville goes into Denver and beats the Broncos outright, they're right currently 17-1 to win the Super Bowl. So if you like them as a dark horse, come Monday morning, they're going to be like 9-1 because they're going to have a victory in Denver.
I picked the Jags to beat the Broncos this weekend. I did that.
Yeah, that's a good thing. And Houston, I told you, I texted you my Houston. Houston's my pick after KC.
Texans are my Super Bowl pick out of the AFC.
Houston will walk into anywhere. Like, they'll expose all Buffalo's flaws when they play.
That is Chad from Esterhazy. There you go. Texans, Jags. This is a fascinating finish to the National Football League. Like, you look at the quarterback. We talked about it earlier this week, Locker. Like, Bo Nix and C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence getting into these positions now. Caleb Williams with the
Chicago Bears.
Taking
a couple years, eh?
And, like, Mahomes and maybe no Lamar Jackson. And who knows, if Jackson gets in, then it's no Aaron Rodgers. And it's fascinating how this is going to shake out. Maybe no Detroit Lions in the playoffs after they've been the hot pick over the last couple of years.
You got the Cedars getting past the Lions this weekend?
No. Was that one of the games? I don't think that was one of the games. No.
I don't think it was, but
Do you have the Steelers getting past the Lions?
I have this weird feeling that Aaron's going to drag that team into the playoffs.
I don't see it happening. I can see them getting to the playoffs because I'm not a big fan of the Ravens. So, okay, maybe win the division. But
why
sure
am I fascinated by?
Because you want me to buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey.
Okay, that's what it is.
But that's only if they win the Super Bowl, and I guarantee that ain't happening.